Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are so glad you are on board today. We are enjoying the day, even though it's kind of rainy and kind of crappy, getting ready for the Brewers and the Dodgers coming up in the NLCS this Friday night down in Miller Park. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. We'll get more into that coming up. But joining us now, the third base coach of the Milwaukee Brewers and the husband of the wife with the best pumpkin cream cheese loaf I think I've ever had, Ed Cedar, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eddie, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing well. I got to start out by asking you this run. Now, we've heard all the comparisons between 2008, 2011, and this team. I think Ryan Braun said it best. He said 2011 was top heavy. This team is solid top to bottom. So give me your assessment because you've been here quite some time.
Yeah, that would be my from the 2008, 2011, and this team there. You get stuff from everybody, which is kind of cool. You know, everyone contributes from, you know, the catcher duel to all the changes, whether we're facing a right-hander or a left-hander, how counts, you know, counts are up, that lineup that just keeps going out there. And then, unbelievable pitching, you know, from the starters, from the relievers, DJ and Lee, Marcus. Count puts them in chances for just to be overwhelming at times where you're just sitting there. I tease DJ a lot, and I look at him. I go, oh, we're going to need a shutout today. And then also we'll have a shutout.
Yeah.
So that's it's kind of impressive. But like I said, you get stuff from everybody, which is kind of cool.
When you're sitting here talking about the way that it gets done, was there any talk about Frank Thomas or Alex Rodriguez saying that this is a gimmick? This is the way the pitching staff is a gimmick, and it'll never work. It'll never last. Does any of that stuff seep into the clubhouse?
No, I don't think it does. Or if it does, they must be using it as a, all right, then we'll just prove you guys wrong as well. So if it is seeping in there, they're doing their best to prove them wrong.
With the offense, it seems like everybody's contributed during the season. Hitting with runners in scoring position wasn't your forte. In the postseason, it's been better than average. So has there been something different? Has it been, you know, as far as telling guys, hey, work the count or work this particular pitcher in this particular way? Because it seems like there's been more patience at the plate.
Yeah, and I've noticed that too. And like I say, I throw BP every day and stuff like that, and you notice a little bit of stuff, but that goes on what Darnell Cole goes over with them, Jason Lane, as well as our analytical, you know, in our hitter meetings and our offensive meetings, we go over stuff like that, exactly what the pitcher's going to do to you and stuff. So it actually has a bunch of people probably, you know, in their ear. Maybe they're just working on it, knowing, hey, this is what it's all about. We got to run our third. Let's just put this ball in play. And then sometimes, you know, it works. Sometimes it doesn't. And then there'll be times where, yeah, we take strikeouts at inopportune times. But like you said, during the streak and during the playoffs, we've actually been a little better at all that stuff.
Well, the one thing I said that could slow this team down might be the break. The fact that you get 4 days to, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great to have nothing for a while. I understand that. But in the grand scheme of things, when you're in a rhythm and athletes are creatures of habit, you'd like to get right back at it because you want to kind of stay on that track. Can this 4-day break, can this derail this team in any way, shape, or form?
I would say no, because a lot of people look forward to that break, because we've been on kind of a, you know, grind it out, like even in the 11-game winning streak, grind it out, not many days off. And then, you know, yesterday we had pitchers that hadn't thrown to batters and hitters that hadn't seen live pitching. They did a little simulated stuff yesterday. Today we'll have a full team workout. Tomorrow, full team workout. So they'll still be doing stuff. And to me, it's more of a blow. Well, both teams will be well rested, and we'll see what we get. And hopefully it doesn't slow us down. And I don't think it should. I think people would probably look forward to the two complete days off and then leading into today and tomorrow before the game's on Friday.
So what about the Yasiel Puig stuff saying that, hey, we're going to go in and beat Milwaukee in four, and then we're going to move on to the World Series? Anything, to, any billboard fodder there?
I would doubt it, because if you know we're one of four teams left standing, if you need a little bulletin board stuff now, I think we wouldn't still be standing here. But I really didn't get to see. I kind of saw, but really wasn't paying attention. Maybe it was Marcia making treats for you guys again.
Oh, that stuff was fantastic.
Actually, I wasn't really paying attention to what he said, and then so I would say no, but you never know if it can be advantageous to it for us, we'll do it.
Now, I heard you might have been listening yesterday, but I said eat that that pumpkin cheese cream roll thing, whatever the hell it was. I'd eat that in a private room. That was fantastic.
You know what's so funny? We had just gotten in the car, and Marcia always loves to turn you guys on. And you guys were talking about that. She goes, I'm going to make them a pumpkin roll for tomorrow. So
oh my
whoever
God.
Comes in tomorrow will give me, he'll be the delivery guy. Now, I handed it over to Joe. Wasn't
yeah.
sure if it was going to get there to you guys.
Yeah, it made it.
So,
it made it.
Yeah.
That is
and
something
Chuck
that
Chuck was in.
Oh, the hell with Chuck.
Yeah, hell with Chuck. Okay. I was going to say he was there in Colorado, and he had said something about it. I think it was Colorado, or maybe it was in the locker room in Milwaukee. But that's how I knew it got there. But the hell with Chuck.
Chuck. No, we're going to cut that thing in half. Joe's taking half on Friday night going to the game. I'm going to go home and watch it in the house and light a fire, and I'm going to eat that whole thing sitting in front of the fire watching the game. Hey, what is it like right now? You've got some unique leadership in that clubhouse, because you've got guys like Lokane and Moustakas and Kratz, and you've got obviously Jeremy Jefferson company that have been there, done that. We're going to talk with Jeremy coming up a little bit later on, but what is it like with a lot of young guys mixed in with guys that know what it takes to get through this?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Like the locker room rarely has even changed this year, which I think it's kind of cool that you can go through. And, you know, we've gone through bad times. We had the 7-game losing streak, you know, the 5 right before All-Star break, and then coming out, we weren't hitting on all cylinders. But the one thing that remained the same about this team was it was the same. You know, whether things were going bad, good, they're the same. You can come into our locker room, and you notice it when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you have music playing, or the guys are doing whatever they're doing, cribbage, cards. It's basically, that's what I noticed about this team, that it's the same whether we're going well or we're going bad. These guys are keeping an even keel. Maybe it has something to do with that leadership that's in that locker room. I know Bronny's had great speeches after each celebration thing, so he's locked in, you know, and the quiet leaders, Yelich and Kane, and even, you know, even more from the pitchers, there's all kinds of leadership from the pitching, which is understandable.
When you, this team going into this postseason, you were looking at not having traditional starters. When you look at this now, is this just like commonplace? Because from the outside in, and I had mentioned this early on in the show, Eddie, that I get people, I was on a station in LA yesterday, I was on a national show the other night, and they all say, well, don't the Brewers really need, if you're going to go against Kershaw, you need a starter, you need, and I said, you haven't been paying attention, they've been doing this kind of thing all season long, you just need a guy, an outgetter to go 3 or 4 innings, and that's it, you turn it over to the pen. Is there any concern that you don't have those frontline guys, those frontline starters that you think, oh, man, we got to piece this thing together? Is this just commonplace now?
No, I believe I agree exactly what you said. It's just commonplace. Come on, we threw up, what was it? Probably get the numbers wrong. I'm not a big numbers guy, but like 26 of the 27 innings in the last series, there were goose eggs thrown up. You know, they only scored once. And like you stated, we've been doing it for pretty much for sure the second half of the season, where we're just going, hey, here's what we got to go. Give us this, give us that. It's kind of cool that we've relied on, you know, minor league pitchers of the year the last 2 years, and they're showing what they're doing now for us now. So it's kind of mix and match and get us to, we can use our dominating guys, but the pitching, man, they are something else, the pitching staff.
I'm going to ask Jeremy coming up in just a little bit, but any concerns? Because he's really the only guy that seems to have struggled a bit. Is there any concerns with Jeremy right now?
No, I would say no. It was I know he went through a time where I think he was missing or didn't get out there like for five straight days, then was a little rusty, and then was his dynamic self the very next day. So I have no concerns over Jeremy at all.
Always good to talk, my friend. We appreciate anything that Marsh happens to make for us, because it's always fantastic. Best of luck to you guys, and hopefully we're talking during the World Series, okay?
All right. Make sure you say hey to JJ for me. You know, JJ has something that he always gets from Marsha. They're T-shirts. You might have to ask him if there's any T-shirts, any cool T-shirts that he's gotten recently.
You know what? I'm going to do that. Absolutely, I'll do that. Yeah, I mean, hey, any kind of inside track into all of this, I'm looking for it. So, yeah, this is going to be good stuff. I appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, see you guys later.
All right, pal, there you go. That is Ed Cedar, Brewers third base coach, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state, beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate. That is 98% success rate. And in doing so, They not only have helped out in that particular area, but also with more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. That's what they do. They help you be a better you. That's the best way I can possibly put it. If you want to be a better you and look better, they have the all-in-one weight loss program, and you can jumpstart the health and fitness program just by doing that as well. But you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. Location in Green Bay and in Milwaukee. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. When we come back, we got some Brewers chatter. We'll continue on. There's nothing wrong with that. Continue on the Brewers chatter. Is there anything that is bothering you right now regarding this Brewers team? I want to get into that. I know we'll talk some Packers coming up here a little bit. I understand that. But there's a lot of people wanting to talk Brewers. I got a lot of people that have emailed me. I want to get into the emails. I want to get into the tweets. If you want to tweet us, you can do so @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @Radio Joe Sports. You can also find us over on the Facebook fan page, simply Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can track us down there as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Tell me how to live my life. Who are you to tell me if it's black or white?
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Talking some Brewers baseball. We'll talk some Packers a little bit later on. That's okay, but telling you what, man, a lot of people chiming in Brewers-wise. This one's from Mark. Mark writes, the Yasiel Puig comments should fire up the fans. I don't think it's going to mean much to the team. Thoughts? And that's exactly what I said. You know, the team's still going to go out and play baseball. It's not like they're all of a sudden going to get into a beanball war or something like that with you know, the Dodgers and hit Puig or something like that. But it's one of those things that fans grab onto. It's what they do. You know, I'd said before, it's not gonna change the way the Brewers play baseball. It's not gonna, you know, maybe it just, like I said, if you play it, it just maybe it, because things right now are very casual, maybe it brings your focus back or something to that effect, you know. But I think once you get into Miller Park, once you know the lights are on, once you see the cameras following you down the tunnel as they get ready for the broadcast, and they say, as they walk into Miller Park, here comes, you know, the, you know, contender for the MVP, Christian Yelich. I mean, Christian Yelich is going to still come out and play like Christian Yelich is. You know, I mean, it's not like he's going to change things. But it's just one of those things that the fans get juiced over, and that's fine, because you want, put it this way, for everything we talk about when it comes to Wrigley North and how the Brewers have said, man, it's tough. You know, you go out and most of your crowd is not even for you, you know? They get an energy from you. The pitchers get an energy from you. They get this level of palpable adrenaline from you. You know, that type of thing. That's what you can do as a fan. As far as what the Brewers do or what they need, you know, all they need to do is go out and play decent. I mean, even if you're not there, if there's nobody in the stands, Brewers are still going out and trying to play baseball. You know, they're playing for themselves. They're playing for the name across the front, the name across the back, and the team inside that clubhouse. And they're all playing for one common goal. They're playing to win a championship. That's what they're doing. So whether Puig does or doesn't make a comment doesn't mean a hill of beans, but it does to fans. And that's part of what it is to be a fan. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I'll get to the phone calls just coming up here momentarily. Nelson writes, hey, guys, I'm fired up about this Brewers team. The only thing that scares me is not being able to win game one. You get down early, you could lose some confidence. Thoughts on that, because this team has some veterans. Look, we just got done talking to Ed Cedar about it. You've got guys that have been there, done that. You have Moustakas. You have Lorenzo Cain. You have a guy that's been around to many different teams in Kratz. You got a guy in Jeremy Jeffress. You've got somebody infield, outfield, behind the plate, somebody that has been in there and won a championship. And, oh, by the way, their manager is not that far removed from playing, and he won two of them. And he was a part of a big one when it comes to the Marlins and scoring the winning run and then getting being part of that rally in Arizona. So you know what it's like to continue to battle through the postseason. You've got enough experience there to draw from. Now it's just kind of keeping things loose, some of the young guys not knowing any better, and you go do what you do. I mean, it's not rocket science. Once the first pitch is laid out there, other than maybe the weight of the outcome being larger, it's still baseball. It's still the same thing. You play, the park didn't get bigger. The strike zone didn't get smaller. You know, the lights didn't get brighter. You know, maybe they've got a little extra paint on the field and some bunting around the top of that place, but that's it. Still baseball. Let's go to Fred listening to us in Green Bay. Fred, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for talking baseball.
Sure.
We love the Packers in Green Bay, but there's a lot of good baseball fans here, too.
Yes, there are.
We're excited about the team. Rule number one in competitive sports is never underestimate the opposition. I'm sure Los Angeles Dodgers do not underestimate the Brewers. One guy might, but you respect everybody, you fear nobody. But I just wanted to remind some of the listeners about 1954, and I know you read about it, Bill, but Cleveland won 111 games that year. They had not one, not two, not three. They had four pitchers on that staff that made the Hall of Fame. They had the batting champion, Bob Gavilla. They had the home run champion, Larry Doby, and the RBI champion, Larry Doby. And yet the Giants swept them. And the Giants were an inferior team. But it just proves my point that anybody can be beaten. And I just love the Brewers' attitude. I think the team chemistry is a big plus, and you got to give Council a lot of credit for that.
Mm-hmm. No, remember, at the beginning of the season, he's the one that said, hey, we got to become a family. And it's played true. 855-830-8648. Appreciate the phone call. You're absolutely right. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, more emails to get to as well. Hey, I want to let you know the Brewers, in case you didn't know, Central Division champions. In case you didn't know. To commemorate the historic event, BigTimeBats.com, they're offering an officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division team signature bat, 35 inches. It's got the facsimile of signatures for this historic Brewers roster on it with the Brewers logo and the words 2018 Central Division Champions on it. Now, the bat is limited, by the way. 5,000 of these things are being made at $129.95. If you want to own one of them, or numerous, go to BigTimeBats.com. It comes out right now as you can start getting into, maybe holiday orders. Go to BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com. Order right now. Do not delay. Get your piece of Brewers history right now. Call them 866-280-BATS, B-A-T-S, 866-280-BATS. And it's an exclusive bat set. You can check them all out at BigTimeBats.com, TheBigTimeBats.com, or go to 866-280-BATS, B-A-T-S. The trademarks and the logos are all used with the permission of Major League Baseball. There you have it. More emails to get to. This one's from Eric. And Eric says, I'm liking what Council has been doing. I think he's the manager of the year. For those that have bashed him this season, I would like to see them come out of the woodwork now and say why he has been almost perfect in this postseason. The use of Jeffress the other night was impeccable. He ended up pulling him when we all knew Jeffress just simply didn't have it. Not a knock against Jeffress, just simply preserving the win. That's what good managers do. Feelings be damned. Go out there and do your best to move on and live to fight another day. This team has won, and they will continue to win because Craig Council has that experience that he's honed over the last couple of years. That is from Eric. Eric, appreciate the email. 855-830-8648. Here's the other thing to remember. Coming up in about an hour from now, Brewers reliever Jeremy Jeffress, we will talk with him. He's going to be joining us coming up here at the bottom of the next hour. And we'll ask him, you know, just say, hey, a couple of struggles, but give us your thoughts. You've been through this before. Anything different? Also coming up after the top of the hour, National Baseball Insider Seth Everett is going to join us. And coming up in about 15 minutes from now, our buddy Mike over at Connections Ticket Service, because that has become an issue. For people that are looking for tickets to this game, authentic tickets, not tickets that they're buying on Craigslist, all that kind of stuff. If you want to find tickets, you want to know what the prices are, you want to know where they're going, what they're going for, we'll get you caught up here in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned. Talk a lot of Brewers baseball. If you want to chime in, I was asking the question before, I'll ask it again. Do you think this team has the wherewithal to win? And if you don't, if you think there's a chink in the armor, what is it? You tell me. I've given you my opinion. You tell me. 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Hopefully you're having an enjoyable day. Weather's warm, rain's not, and then after the rain passes through, it's going to get a little cold. A little nippy. As a matter of fact, in the Northwoods, Tomahawk, Wausau, north of there, they're expecting some snow. I'm not kidding. Grand Forks, North Dakota, KFC is listening, and he just sent me a picture, said, looking out of my fifth-story office window, and it's snow. I am nowhere near ready for snow. I am in shorts today, for God's sakes. I am nowhere near ready for snow. Not a bit. Not one damn bit. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Real quick, Craig's in Stallus. Craig, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
How's it going, big unit?
I'm doing well today. I'm feeling good. What's up?
Good. I don't think they're going to lose unless they beat themselves. I mean, they got the, like I said, the bullpen's strong as it's ever been. I mean, in a long time. I'm not talking just the Brewers. I'm talking about major leagues. I mean, they can throw five, six guys at you for an inning or two any time of the day, or some guys 3 to 4 innings.
They have a very good pitching staff. I appreciate the phone call. There's no doubt about that. They have a very, very good pitching staff. In the grand scheme of things, when you look at what they've been able to accomplish, I mean, all season long, as a matter of fact. All season long. I mean, teams, when you look at team batting average against say the Dodgers, okay? Now, the Houston Astros have one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball. So you go with Houston Astros. The Braves also had a tremendous pitching staff. The Cubs, they were another good one. The Brewers were ninth best in baseball. Ninth best. Tenth best, the Dodgers. A very evenly matched team when it comes to, now the Brewers' whip was a 128. The Dodgers' whip was a 117. The Brewers' actual team ERA was quite a bit better, as a matter of fact, than what the Dodgers were. The Brewers were 10th best in baseball. The Dodgers were 13th best in baseball. I mean, obviously, you look at the teams that are in the postseason. You look at the Brewers. You look at the Dodgers. You look at the Rockies. You look at the Braves. You look at the Red Sox, the Astros. All those teams, top 10 in baseball of team ERA. And it's no shocking fact that this is where you find them. The Cleveland Indians outside of the top 10. As a matter of fact, they were 18th in Major League Baseball, a team that was pressing right to the end. 16th in baseball was the St. Louis Cardinals. The Yankees, 14th best in baseball with a team ERA of 4.06. All these teams, if you're in the top half and you're doing well in that realm, you're going to win a lot of games. Team ERA means something, man. It means that that's your ticket to the postseason. If you can get a team ERA that's below 4, if you stay around 3.90 or less, you're going to win a lot of games all throughout the season. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, please feel free to do so. You know what? I was going to change topics. Let's just stay with some of the Brewers chatter. Jeff's in Kakana. Jeff, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm good, Bill. I'm wondering if it's ever going to stop raining in the state of Wisconsin.
Not anytime soon.
I wonder if I should build an ark and just get ready for the next great one. So,
yeah.
You know, when I look at the teams that are left, Bill, you know, I don't know if this is always a great way to look at sports, but when you look at teams and you say if that team shows up and they do what they're supposed to do, the Astros have everything that you want. They have pitching and they have hitting, and they have that lineup that when they're on, I'm not sure anybody can stop between Bregman and Springer and Correa. But the Brewers have a great pitching staff, and we know that great pitching can shut down great hitting mm-hmm. if they're on. But the Dodgers have guys that can smash, they can mash just as well as the Brewers can.
Right.
But I think if Milwaukee, if their guys show up, but they got to get that timely hit. You saw too often in that series when they were, you know, against that left my mind, the team that the Brewers were playing before, that they had too many guys left on base. You've got to get them home against great teams. If not, you're going to lose. So they, Yelich, if I'm the Dodgers or anybody, I walk him, I put him on base, and see who else on that team can knock him in and beat me. So have a good day, Bill.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I've been saying all along, I can't believe that they have consistently pitched to Christian Yelich. Now, the benefit is that the guys behind Yelich would be the benefactors in this, that they would be seeing better pitches with Yelich on, and Yelich can steal bases, don't forget. That's the other problem. If you put him on, he can steal a base. So all of a sudden, instead of just having a guy at first with one or two or nobody out, you know, you're looking at the possibility of having a runner in scoring position just off of the fact that he can steal bases. So that's the reason I think some of the time they don't just put him on automatically, because he then becomes a runner in scoring position. Now, it can take the bat out of the hands of the guy behind him if they want to set up a double play, but because this team's been hitting well with runners in scoring position so far this postseason, it's the double-edged sword. You know, who are you going to have beat you? Christian Yelich, who can, or the guys behind him if you set him up and put him on base to set the table for the guys back there? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Our buddy Brad in Sturgeon Bay says, I'm 80% confident the Brewers are going to win the World Series, or Brewers are going to get to the World Series, I should say. They're playing confident. They're having fun. I wouldn't be surprised I would be surprised if the Dodgers win the NLCS. That's buddy Brad. This one's from Steve, who says, I'm looking at this Brewers series against the Dodgers and thinking to myself, just get game one and they're going to start rolling all over again. I'm going to be biting my nails on Friday night. I am going to be there. I paid $250 a ticket. Looking forward to it. Go Brewers. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tony listening to us in Greendale. Tony, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Hi, Bill.
What's happening? What's up?
I think the most important thing to me is they have to get hitting. Their bats, they're not going to be winning 2-0 games, okay? 2-0 games. I don't believe it's going to be like that. I think these games are going to be maybe just a little bit higher scoring. You know, I know their ERA, everything was so good with that 3-game series with the Rockies, but I mean, Dodgers can hit, you know, and I mean, the Brewers can hit too, but you can have, Kane be cold still, you know, you got one hit, I think it was against the Rockies, but even even Braun got a little bit cold, and you know what I mean? They got to just, right. When there's somebody on base, they got to do what they can. I mean, that's how I look at it. The big key to me in the whole series is going to be how the Brewers hit. Because mm-hmm. I think pitching will take care of himself. Thank you.
Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board 855-830-8648. As far as runners in scoring position, going to the postseason, the teams that are no longer in it, Oakland, Cleveland, Colorado, Atlanta, Chicago. Out of 1 through 10, all of those teams did not hit with runners in scoring position. They're batting 167 or less. The only other team that was in the top 5, the New York Yankees, they hit 200 with runners in scoring position. 1 through 5, the Boston Red Sox, they're hitting 400. 35 at-bats, 14 hits, 3 doubles, a triple, a bomb, 21 RBI, 9 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 stolen bases, 0 caught stealing, all with runners in scoring position. Boston just gets it done. Houston, number 2, 30 at-bats, 11 base knocks, 2 doubles, no triples, 1 homer, 13 RBI. So quite a bit less than the Boston Red Sox. Now this is where it gets interesting. The Brewers at number 3, they're hitting 250. With a 681 OPS. Now, the OPS for the Boston Red Sox, 1.118. The Astros, 1.033. The Yankees, 0.75. The Dodgers, 0.851. The Brewers' batting average with runners in scoring position is 250. But their OPS is lower. Their OPS is lower. As far as the teams that are in the top 5, the team with the least amount of runs scored with runners in scoring position is the Brewers. The Brewers have scored 8 times. 32 at-bats, 8 hits, 1 double, that's it. 6 RBI, 8 walks, 12 strikeouts. Out of the teams that are still remaining, they by far have the most strikeouts. 3 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing. The Dodgers have plated 13 runs on 28 at-bats. Pretty good ratio there. They're batting 179, though, with runners in scoring position, but an 851 OPS, 14 strikeouts, 8 walks, 12 RBI, as opposed to the Brewers' 6. 12 RBI. 3 bombs. 3 bombs that they've hit. Now, 4 of those runs, or 3 of those runs, came on that 3-run bomb that Machado hit the other day. But still, the Dodgers 5th, coupled behind the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers 3rd best in team batting average with runners in scoring position right now. But the lowest OPS of the teams remaining in the postseason. 855-830-8648. Real quick, Boomer is in Jump River. Where is Jump River, Boomer?
North of Thorpe off of 29.
There you go. What's happening? I know where that's at. What's up?
Yeah, you're the man. Hey, Bill, you know, everybody's talking about all these Yelich and Kane and all these guys, but who's been the hottest at the bat since they played the Cubs?
Well, Braun's been hot and Kratz has been hot.
How about Orlando Arcia?
Orlando Arcia as well. He's been hot also. You are correct.
You know, he's getting on base and producing runs, and I think he's a big key to the Brewers moving on here and keeping going.
No, I appreciate the phone call. I would agree that he has been solid. Really solid. Let's see here. I'm trying to see. Orlando, Eric Kratz right now, going back, Eric Kratz has 8 at-bats. He's hitting 625. Ryan Braun hitting 385. Moustakas 364. Travis Shaw is 364. Orlando Arcia hitting 250. 250, 8 at-bats, a couple of hits, the 1 bomb. This is all in the postseason. But he hit really, really well in the last month, 6 weeks of the season. He really started to come on and become the Orlando Arcia that we saw last season. So kudos to him for kind of turning it around. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find out about tickets for this thing, about whether it's here or in L.A., and what the, dare I say, hang on, World Series. What would World Series tickets be going for in Milwaukee? Oh, my goodness. Now, depends on who they play. If it's Boston, it's not a huge trip for Bostonians. They will travel. They'll try to pack Miller Park. Houston, I don't know what Houston fans are like. I know Boston fans are rabid. They're like Packers fans. They're going to travel. They're going to go see their team. So we'll talk about all of that coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And it's
welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We want to let you know that, hey, if you're going to be heading out to the ball yard coming up on Friday, maybe you could... Maybe you could go ahead and, if you're not going to tailgate, because it's been kind of cold, stop off at Cousin Subs. Stop off at Cousin's. Get yourself a hot off the grill pepperoni melt. Get the Bill Michaels. Just walk in and say, I want the Bill Michaels, extra mayo, extra cheese. How we looking? There you have it. That's it. That's all you need. Take it to the ballpark at the Radio Joe Cheese Curds, your favorite beverage, and you are good to go. That's our good friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And now we kind of set our sights. For the, I've got a lot of people that have called over the last, 24, 48 hours. It's also say, hey, you got tickets. Looking for tickets. So I said, here's where you go. Go to our buddy Mike over at Connections Ticket Service, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Michael, how you been, man?
Hey, Bill. It's been an exciting week to be a Brewer fan.
I'm telling you. So give us the lowdown as to what tickets for Friday and Saturday are going for.
Well, because they finally did announce the times, and Saturday is an afternoon game, Saturday's game is a little bit more popular. You know, it's going to be more popular with people taking the kids and things like that. So you're looking at starting prices for Saturday in the $150 range, with premium seats are still going for upwards of $350, $400, even more for, you know, something really special. Friday is just a little bit less expensive, but not enough that it would make anybody's difference of choice of game. They're about $135 starting price for Friday, and going up again into the $400 plus range for the very best seats. Now, when I say starting price, I'm not talking standing room, and I'm not talking obstructed view. We never quote out those two seating areas unless someone specifically requests them.
So we're talking maybe like bleachers, things like that, left field, right field, due deck, all up in that area.
Yeah, not do that.
Or 400 section, maybe.
Area, but, yeah, we're talking 400 section outfield when I talk about starting price.
Okay, so now let's just say, for whatever reason, they go to L.A. and then they have to bring it back to Miller Park. As those tickets start to become available and people start to look forward, what can we expect prices to be, say, for a Game 6 or a Game 7 in Milwaukee?
Well, believe it or not, Game 7 is a completely different animal. But in terms of a Game 6, you've got the plus factor of it being potentially a clinching game or a do-or-die game. But you've got the minus factor of it being a very short window of time to sell the tickets, because potentially we might not know until Wednesday night if we're even going to have a Game 6. So those two factors kind of work against each other in keeping prices reasonable, because when there's so many tickets on sale in a short period of time, you know, there can't really develop the shortage. So I don't really anticipate Game 6 to be higher than today's prices for the first two games, unless it's a potential Brewers clinching game. But Game 7, I mean, boy, I would wager a guess to say they'd probably start in the 200 range, but there's been no precedent in Wisconsin for anything like that. So I would guess that a Game 7 would probably be 200 to 600 per ticket, depending on where the seats are, of course.
Now, God forbid they win this thing and they're off to the World Series. What would be starting price here for something like that in Milwaukee?
I'm guessing, and my guess is based on what the World Series has gone for in recent years in smaller markets like Tampa Bay or Kansas City, and I even call Houston a little bit of a smaller market. Those cities, I would be shocked if tickets were under $600 a piece, even for those upper-level 400 seats. I would not be surprised at all if premium seats, you know, lower level between the bases, were going for in excess of $1,500. But it might even be higher than that. I mean, Brewer fans have embraced this team like none other, maybe since 82, and I was very young then, so I don't really remember. I remember, of course, all the players, but as far as the fever surrounding the playoff run, I was 9 years old, so don't have too much recollection there. But the chemistry that this team has, the family that they are, the way Council talked about that in his post-game speech to the team, it's just endearing to the fans, and we are gravitating towards this. You know, I'm as big a fan as anybody, and people just are going to use this World Series, if we get there, let's hope, as a real once-in-a-lifetime thing, as they did when the Packers made it to their first Super Bowl in 30 years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, while I got you on the line, what are Packers tickets going for right now? Because things just don't seem real well in Green Bay, if you know what I mean. So are they coming down quickly?
They are. The only game that's really not coming down as much is Miami, because it's a noon start and it's the last real decent weather game. But ironic you should talk about that, because the Packer game on Monday night, not only is it a night game and not only are the Packers playing below expectations, but the Brewers, of course, have game three in L.A. on Monday night. So you've got the conflict there. We are actually selling Packer tickets for Monday night's game against the 49ers below face value. And that has never happened in a recent game other than games when Rodgers has been injured. So if you ever wanted to take the kids to Lambeau and see Aaron Rodgers play and have it be affordable, yeah, give them half the day off school. You know, it's going to be late getting back, but make it happen for this Monday night, because there's not going to be that many more chances. And the weather's going to be great. You know, it's going to be in the 40s. You can dress, you know, what a night game in October. What more can you ask for than clear and 40 degrees, you know?
Hey, Mike, real quick, if they want to get a hold of you, what's the number?
We're open all hours these days. We're open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the phones, and we're at 414-964-1313. And we just wish the best to all Brewer fans and embrace this exciting time, because it really is something special.
There you go, Mike. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go, Mike from Connections Ticket Service, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline again. 414-964-1313, 964-1313. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.